Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's Roasting the World. Why? Because the world needs roasting. I'm your host, the Michael Jordan of comedy, the sexiest man ever, the coolest dude of all time, an all-around sweetheart, winky face ladies, the king of comedy, Dakota.
The man with the biggest ego, Dakota.
The biggest ego ever. And it just keeps growing and growing and growing.
That's right. And it's getting longer each and every show. If you go back and listen to our shows, it's getting longer. You add something every time. It's pretty unique.
Just wait till next year.
That's right. And everyone, I'm just Sherry. So you can just, I'm easy to remember, simple. Not as
simple.
I got it.
And people, you're not tripping on acid. We are coming to you on a Friday and not a Monday. You wanna tell them about us switching over to Fridays now?
Well, you know what? Sure. You know, Mondays just seem to be such a hell day. Like they say, oh, everyone dreads Mondays. Well, Mondays are definitely like one of the worst days of the week to start off with a awesome show. So we decided, since we're all kicking back on Fridays, we might as well just kick back and listen to our show on Friday. So
we're going to be the new TGIF, people. We are the new TGIF.
That's right.
So let's get that out there. Hashtag that shit. Tell your friends. Roasting the world on Fridays.
That's it. See? And now everyone can enjoy us. Because I did have people come to us and say that, you know, Mondays is so bad because they're so tired. Well, Friday,
right?
You can stay up later.
Yeah, I had I had a lot of people that couldn't listen to the show live on Mondays, but they can listen to it, you know, throughout the week or something. But, you know, Fridays, shit. You know, like, hell yeah, you know, so.
Yeah, we're really fortunate to be able to get this spot, you know, to do this on Friday. So I thank Blog Talk Radio and thank a lot of our other networks that allow us to post our links so that pretty much anyone can listen to the show any day of the week, any time of the week after we record it on Fridays. But Fridays is pretty unique because if you click the link on Facebook or on any of the other networks, you'll be able to listen in live. So keep that in mind when we post our link. And also check out, we have our page up on Facebook. We do have Roasting the World as a page. So it's pretty cool. You guys can communicate with us on there. I'm pretty excited about that. We have a Twitter that will be getting started. And hopefully at some point we can work on some other social networks. Because I know people love like Instagram and stuff like that. So we'll work on that. Hopefully, by next year, we'll be able to get a website up in 2020 as well. So, and that reminds me, Dakota, it is the end of the year. This is it.
I know, right? Like, it's crazy as shit. Our last show of the year, 2020 is coming up. Like, what the hell?
You know, I can remember thinking in my head, 2020 is so far away, and I'd be so fortunate to be able to see 2020. And it's like here already. It's like, where did this go?
Well,
it's like, God, it's so future, you know
it? Right? Well, that gets me into what today's episode is going to be about. Random shit that's happened over the past 20 years. And like you're saying, seeing 2020 so far ahead at the time, let's talk about Y2K. Because I was about 9-10 years old during it, and everybody thought the world was just going to end, I guess. But my family didn't have a computer, so in my mind, I didn't really see how it affected me that much, but I don't know.
Yeah, I know we actually lived through Y2K very differently, and I think it was more my age that took it seriously that something bad was going to happen. Now, for those of you who are just joining in, a Y2K is a shorthand term for the year 2000, if you didn't know that, and commonly used to refer to a widespread computer programming shortcut that was expected to cause extensive havoc as the year changed from 1999 to 2000. And instead of allowing like four digits for the year, many computer programs only allowed two. So everyone thought, like 99 instead of 1999, you know, they thought it would switch back to zero. And what would happen is all the computers, including your electric, your gas, your, you know, anything you use electronically or digitally at that time would go reset itself back to zero. And everyone would be in darkness. You know, anything that was run by computers would be shut down and wouldn't be able to restart without extensive computer programming. So we thought.
Now, do you see something like that, like a scare like that happening nowadays anytime? Because back then it wasn't like we had cell phones and everybody had computers and, you know, all that.
Yeah. Well, we did have some cell phones. They're actually big track phones.
I don't know
if you've ever seen anything like that. But that was a digital, you know, situation where, in my mind, I was thinking, I'm not going to have a phone because we use that as our phone. So, our home phone. And, you know, we thought there wasn't going to be electricity. You know, here it is, winter. You know, so the countdown, everyone should sweat in bullets as the countdown happened. But before that, people were in such a panic. People were going out buying as much milk and bread, and everyone was storing water because all of the water to the cities were all being controlled by computers and, you know, stuff like that. So, especially the electricity. So people were creating these fallout shelters in their basements because they thought there was going to be these huge raids. You know, like what type of security door could shut if there's no electric, you know, and cameras wouldn't work. So there was afraid that there would be raids and everyone is going to be like this huge, huge disaster. So it was scary. The last countdown, when you saw that one last second click over to 2000, the first thing you checked was your electric. You know, you checked for things. Yeah. So it was scary. It was scary. So there was a lot of true believers. A lot of people were just like, it'll be fine. You know. But for most people, it's scary.
And from my point of view, all I remember is I remember people being tripped out over it and seeing it a lot on the news and stuff like that. Like I said, I was like 9 and 10 during it, so it wasn't like, you know, I was playing and shit like that. So it wasn't like I was just into watching the news and seeing what's going on with it all. And I remember going to people's houses and people would be stocking up on like canned goods and shit like that and tripping out over everything. But like when it all, like the New Year's happened, I mean, all I remember is trying to stay awake till midnight. And then my uncle called, like, cause I was still living here in Tennessee during it. And my uncle was out in Arizona. So they were an hour ahead of us at the time. So he called us at midnight their time. And was joking with us and shit like that, you know, like, like fucking around with us. And then we're like laughing about it. And then, cause we knew everything was good. Cause you know, shit. And then when midnight hit our time, I was just trying to stay awake. Cause like I said, I was a kid. So.
Yeah. There was actually a few major failures that occurred because of it, but they were able to quickly, get it resolved. So
let's move ahead a little bit here to 9/11. Now that was a very serious situation. I remember because I was in the seventh grade, and from my point of view, I knew what terrorism meant, you know, like definition, but I didn't really know what terrorist was. I never saw it like how the tower's getting hit and shit like that. But I remember the school bus on the riding the school bus to school that day, it coming over on the radio talking about the Twin Towers getting hit and stuff like that. And then I remember getting to school, and then our school has these in the cafeteria had TVs hanging up and stuff like that, because they would play a news during the lunch and stuff. Well, they had it on the regular news, and it was showing what was going on and everything like that. And when we got to our first class, well, it was pretty much like this in every class, but we didn't really do anything. All we did was watch the news and find out what was going on and stuff like that. Now, you were probably closer to the situation than I was, so.
Yeah, I can remember all my kids had gone off to school, and they were at school for probably about an hour or so, I'd say. I'm trying to remember. But the news came on, and all I saw was the first plane that actually hit the World Trade Center. And they were, the news on every channel was showing, we're being attacked. And so the first thing that went through my head is, oh, my God, you come to a state of panic, and then it's like, what do you do? And so I actually left my house, jumped in my car, and dismissed my children from the schools. And I went and picked them up. And I got them from the schools. I went back home, and the first thing I did is turn on the TV again and see, are they telling people what to do? And by that time, I had learned that the second tower had come down and that the second World Trade Center had been hit. And
now, was the World Trade Center, was it hit first, or was it the Pentagon or whatever got hit too?
At the time, I believe the Pentagon got hit third.
And then there was the plane that crashed into a field or something like that, I believe, too.
That did happen, yeah. I'm sorry.
I think that was I believe Pennsylvania. I could be wrong.
I believe so, yeah. It was just pretty scary. When you think back on these events and facts that had happened on these days, it's sad. But I hope we've all learned from it as well. I hope our...
it's crazy to think that was 18, 19 years ago itself. I mean, it's crazy what's changed since then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, in a way, it brought everybody together, but in a way, it kind of tore people apart. So, I mean, it was crazy.
Well, there's nearly 3,000 victims of the 9/11 attacks. I mean, 3,000. You think about just one life gone, how that, is horrible.
Now, is that including firefighters and people that were helping out, or is that just from the attack itself?
Yeah. I think that was everybody, about 3,000.
Yeah. Because after the fact, there was the people that were helping out. They got, something to do with their lungs.
There's still people who are recovering from this, unfortunately. They have, dust that's created cancer in their lungs, and they're still passing away from it. And most of these people are still pretty young. Sad.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And we pray for all of those.
I say out of everything that's happened in the past 20 years, that's probably the most tense thing that's happened, because it led to a lot of other things happening.
Yeah. There's just one thing I'm really surprised that they have not made it a national holiday. You know what I mean? I really believe that this should be a day. It affected so many people. I think it should be
a
day.
Yeah, but if they do that, though, kind of in a way, it's you're right. I could see it being a holiday. Because I was going to say it kind of in a way to be celebrating the terrorism because they, did it. So, but
well, no,
I can see what you're trying to say, though.
Yeah, it's more like a memorial, like a day for people to sit back and reflect, you know, on the people that they've lost, not so much what, you know, how it happened or why it happened, but that it happened. And that they lost so many loved ones. I mean, friends, family, firefighters, I mean, everybody, you know, EMTs, you know, it's just, I think it's people should really see how many heroes actually existed that day and how many people put their lives on the line to go out there and help others. You know, that was a day America pulled together.
Right.
You know, and everyone was there for each other. And I think that's also something to think about.
Right. True. You're right. You have a point with that. Like, it should be a holiday, so let's get it out there, guys. Let's get it a national day or something.
Well, that's going to be the national Roasting the World Day. We're going to get everyone out there roasting and having fun and just taking things lightly, not so seriously.
Right.
Being there for each other, pretty much.
Right.
Now,
well, what's
you were telling me today was another day, though. Talking about National Day.
It's also Chocolate Bar Day. So everybody that can have chocolate enjoys it. I can't have it, so, you know, whatever.
That's right. But it is National Fruitcake Day, so we get to celebrate that as well. Do you like fruitcake, by the way? That's what you get for Christmas, you know? And it's like, what?
No, I mean, I've never, honestly, I can't remember if I've ever really tried any. But from the looks of it, from like what you see on TV and stuff, no, I don't think I would.
I mean, it
looks like it's just like fruit bread or something to me, so.
It is, yeah. It's bread with fruit and nuts in it. And you can toast it, you know, that's why I like it. Toast it with some butter. Oh, it's pretty good. But it depends on who makes it and stuff. Like, there's ones in the store you can buy. They're like solid, moist bricks. Ew. No. But it's more bready, you know, with stuff in it. I love that. So how was your Christmas, Dakota? Did you get anything that you didn't want or anything silly this year?
I didn't really get anything I didn't want, silly-wise. No, but I did get something I thought was weird because my parents, they got me a PlayStation, like an old school PlayStation. But the thing is,
okay.
I asked for it back in like 98. So I don't know.
Was it new or used?
No, it's a new one that has, like, games, like, programmed onto it. It's not, like, you can't put, like, disc into it to play. It has, like, I think 20 or 40 games on it. But it has, like, all the old school, like, Grand Theft Auto and the old school, like, PlayStation games. So,
but, you know, that's so cool. Like, sometimes, you know, when you look back at the older games, they were a lot of fun. I mean, I love the brand new ones with the special effects and everything, but sometimes there's those old school ones, like even on the Atari. I had an Atari, okay? 360.
I didn't have like an old school Atari, but I had one of the newer ones that had the games already programmed onto it and everything.
Yeah.
So, and all it was like a little squared controller with like a peg coming out of it, more or less.
Well, that's fun. Those are so fun. I love the old.
What's fun about Pong? Explain to me what is fun about Pong. Or you can literally set the things in certain spots and leave them there and walk away and then never not hit them somehow.
Pong? that was something on the Atari. It made a big challenge, though. It was like...
How?
I focused on the ball, I guess. I don't know.
Explain to me how the little square bouncing back and forth was a challenge.
Because when you hit it, you had to, like, it sped up. if the bars were coming down closer to you because you weren't breaking them away. And you had to keep up with the ball, and you had to be fast with it. It was a skill, you know. Okay, I'm trying to defend myself here. Hello. I did score pretty high. I guess it was kind of easy. There's a way of hitting it, if I remember correctly. Like, if you had to hit it a certain way with the bar, okay, the ball. You had to hit the ball a certain way with your bar to knock away a certain percentage to get it to where you can get above all the bars, so just knock themselves out without, like, hitting it. Oh, my God. I can't even describe this. I'm sounding really good. Sorry, guys.
So Pac-Man. So Pac-Man was really cool.
Listen, my favorite was this game called Sea Quest. Okay, these little, like, sharks would go by in the screen, and you had, like, this little diver, and he had to shoot the sharks as they went just back and forth horizontal. That was my favorite.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
You think PETA would let a game? You think PETA would let a game like that happen nowadays?
Well, hell, if you didn't kill the shark ate you. So.
Yeah, I don't know, PETA. I don't know. Now we're gonna get a bunch of PETA boycotters and shit. Like, you guys are for killing sharks in video games. They're going to throw paint on us, man. They're going to throw paint on us. I saw a bunch of 90s shows the other day where people with fur were getting paint thrown on them. I'm fat and hairy. They're going to think I'm wearing bear fur. They're going to throw paint on me.
Ooh. Like, they destroyed the fur by throwing paint on it? How dare they?
And I'm so fat and hairy, they're going to mistake me for a fucking dude in bear fur and fucking throw paint at me or some shit. Fucking PETA.
Oh, man. That's scary.
Well,
we
got about
around here that some people broke into and released all these minks out into the wilderness. And it's like they didn't go. Like, they hung around where they were living. And because they don't know how to, like, eat on their own and stuff. You know, they've been
right,
fed.
It's like you're free. Okay, so I can either go over there and try to get food or stay right here and they bring me food.
Exactly. It's like...
Okay.
You need the animal person, you know, that guy who can communicate with animals. Like, he needs to get in there and say, okay, when the cage opens, go. Run. Run for your life.
So we got about 8 minutes left
over
on our last show of the year. We got about eight or seven minutes left of the last show of the year. Holy shenanigans.
It goes by way too fast.
I know, it's been
we
a crazy
need
year.
Time.
Right.
But you know, do you have any like New Year's resolutions that you're gonna do?
I
we'll
want to
talk about this. So.
Well, I want to get more jokes out there, so I'm going to be posting a lot more jokes in the next few weeks. So I'm hoping,
mm-hmm.
you know, one of my things is to sit back and actually write. I want to start maybe a comic book, so I'm trying to work on that a little bit. Still working on the book I was talking about on the podcast, like, months back. So, I mean, I got a few things in work, so hopefully it all works out.
Oh, good. Good. Interesting. Well, we'll see how you do in a year when we come back and do our last show of this, of 2020. We'll revisit this moment on your resolution.
It's going to be like, did you ever write that book? No, I'm sorry. I wrote like 8 pages and was like, fuck this shit.
Oh, my God. That reminds me, I have to get some stories from you. Don't let me
forget. Okay. Hey, don't forget to get some stories from me.
Well, yes, because it's just so everyone knows, I'm doing a magazine, and you actually have written two small short stories, which I absolutely love, and we got to get it in there. So you guys will be able to see our work in print, and I'll share that link as soon as we're done. We're only at, like, our 16th page. We're trying to get up to 94 pages, so we have a ways to go yet, but when we do, I'll definitely let everyone know when that magazine comes out, and maybe they can get a taste of your short story writing.
Well, the two I sent in, one of them I say is very excellent, and the other one I give it like a 9 out of 10. So,
yeah.
We'll just, and I'll be writing a few more, so, you know, so we'll go from there, and hopefully it's all good.
Very good.
Who knew I knew how to write stories?
Right. I think you're very good at it. It's definitely one of your many of talents that you have, along with being a comedian and coming out with stuff. I do see you've been posting some, by the way. I'm sorry if I didn't click them, but everyone should check them out. I'll try and share them on my Facebook as well.
Everybody go check out my last, like, three jokes I posted. Talking about, like, whacking off and McDonald's, I think, so.
Yeah, what was that one? Post that one again.
Not whacking off in McDonald's, people. I'm sorry. Rephrase that. I don't know, a lawsuit on my hand. I don't want Ronald to think I was just, like, beating off in his bathrooms or something.
Right.
But one of the last jokes I posted was, they say whacking off don't count as sex. So that's a good thing, because that means my right hand is still a virgin. But does it count as sex if you're not alone when you spank the monkey? Like, if I beat off in a crowded place, does that add up to being an orgy?
Oh, my gosh. Good question.
So I don't get the term dad body. If I don't have any kids, am I just fat?
Most likely. You have snack body. That's what you have.
Well, I mean, nowadays, it's like, if you're a fat guy, it's like, oh, no, you're not fat. You got a dad bod. And it's like, I have no kids. I'm just fat. So, shut the fuck up, people. I'm fat. I know I'm fat.
Well, that's
I believe in fat.
Add that to your New Year's resolution for next year. I am. I'm starting my diet right after New Year. That's it. I am exercising. I've been so lazy the past 3 weeks other than moving. I have been really lazy. Like, I stopped moving for a few days, like, and, man, I feel like I put on 100 pounds. But this next year, definitely New Year's resolution, along with 2 billion people, is probably people talk about weight loss. But anyways, Dakota, I just want to say thank you so much. It's been a really great year knowing you, by the way. And I'm glad that we started the show, and I'm really looking forward into going into the new year with this.
And thank you, and it's been awesome. I mean, it's been a hell of a ride so far, and the journey's going to keep going, so people keep your ears out for 2020, because Roast in the World will be back. I believe we're doing an episode next Friday.
Correct.
So, yeah, we'll be doing an episode next Friday, and I believe the following week we're going to start doing the clip show again. So, hey, we're going to be having two shows a week, so everybody be listening to that.
That's right. I'm so excited. Well, everyone, Happy New Year, and I hope you had a Merry Christmas as well. And we'll talk to you next year, Dakota.
Talk to you guys next year.
All right. Everyone, have themselves a safe and happy New Year. And that's right. We'll talk to you next year. Thanks for listening and giving us all your support the last few months. We appreciate it.
And everybody, try not to get drunk this New Year's, and be safe.
right. Everyone, have a great night. Dakota, next year.
Next year, yo. All right, I'm going to go play some Resident Evil. Peace out, guys.
Peace.